You mentioned before the predictive value of rash. Is there any predictive value of hypertension with bevacizumab?
There have been some reports, but it's not been as consistent, and I don't know that hypertension is predictive. The other thing about both rash and hypertension is not really predictive. You have to be getting the drug. And with the rash, you have the rash within a couple weeks generally, so that's helpful. But by the time you get the hypertension, it might not be in the first couple weeks. So you might already have a CT scan. And some of the hypertension effect, I don't know if they looked at this because I've not really studied those studies in detail, but I don't know if they looked at it. Some of the hypertension effect might be simply, if you stay on it long enough, you have a higher risk of developing the hypertension. It's not something that develops only in the first 2 or 3 weeks like the rash does. If you go a full month on EGFR inhibitors without a rash, odds are you're not going to get much of a rash.
Yeah, that's a really good thought.